The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. We are using a lot less cash these days. It doesn't mean we're spending less, but we're using less paper and coin money. In fact, some stores have been dealing with cash shortages, asking for credit or debit or other virtual payment only. A recent survey of parents conducted by Jaspi shows how American families are spending and how COVID-19 has impacted those spending habits as well. Joining us right now is the founder and CEO of Jaspi, Benny Natchman. Benny, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
First of all, I want to talk about the survey and what you found, how people are spending and their habits and things like that. But what is Jaspi?
So Jaspi is a mobile payment app that comes together with a virtual debit card aimed at kids and teens and their families. So we unite kids, parents, grandparents, three generations, where the idea is the adult would give money to the kids for allowance, for chores around the house, for doing good in school, for birthdays, for holidays. And then the kids can save the money, they can do good by giving to charity, and they can spend.
What a great idea. What did you find in this survey when you talked to parents about how their spending habits have changed during this global pandemic?
Yes, for sure. So we see that more and more American families shy away from using cash. And it's pretty dramatic, actually. So before COVID, something like 20-21% of families would say that they do not use cash in their daily, weekly transactions. So they use very small, cash number of times of usage. And during the pandemic and now, that ratio almost doubled. So about 43% of us report that we don't use cash or use cash very rarely. And that, by the way, also went even a little bit more than that. So we shy away not only from using physical cash, but also a little bit shy away from using the physical cards, the plastic cards. Both the cash and the cards are deemed unclean, if you will, or unsanitary, and people don't like to touch the monitors and all of those kinds of things. So we go more and more into using contactless payments.
Is contactless payments like what? What are some examples?
So I think, probably Apple Pay and Google Pay are the most popular ones. Probably Apple Pay by far is the more popular ones. We at Jaspi, by the way, within a couple of weeks are launching our virtual debit cards for kids and teens that would work with Apple Pay. And one of the things, I was surprised, we haven't officially launched it yet, so, don't tell anybody. It comes in about 2 weeks. We already have more than 20,000 families joined the wait list.
Wow.
So definitely people are, agreed. And people are looking for solutions that are contactless.
I wonder, though, Benny, if parents are in some cases, and as a parent, I have this concern as well. You want to teach your kids financial responsibility and literacy. And, the way that we learned about money was what? Paper money, right? You get an allowance, you get that money handed to you, you save it up, and then you take it to the bank. I wonder if kids are going to have less appreciation for money if they don't have it in their hand.
So that actually, it's interesting. So, I'm a father of two boys myself. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. And financial literacy is something, by the way, that we ask parents about, and we found that over 72% of parents worry that their kids don't get enough financial literacy. They don't talk about it at school at all. Too many families don't talk about it even inside the family. But I don't think that the cash or not cash is what's important. I think it's what's important is learn by doing, learn by acting. Meaning if you give your kids even a small budget to handle and to manage, they'll understand that if they spend a monthly allowance in a week, then, they run out. So I don't think that the actual touching of the cash matters. I think with today's generation and with our kids, digital is as real, sometimes more real than real cash. It's just letting them experience it is what matters, really.
Yeah, and then bottom line is, you know, whether it's the virtual cash or the real cash, parents do want to teach their kids about financial literacy. It's really important. It's something that I've always thought should be taught in schools. You should teach kids how to balance their account, how to spend money, how to save money. And that's something that I guess is not being taught in school. So parents need to teach their kids that at home.
Agree. So again, more than 70% of American parents agree with you. But unfortunately, about 80% of states in the United States do not have any kind of program that teaches money or financial literacy or anything like that in school. So there is a gap here that needs to be filled. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can do a little bit towards filling that gap.
Interesting. Where can people go for more information on this, Benny?
So go to jasby.com. It's spelled J-A-S-S-B-Y. You can go to the Apple App Store and download the app. It's completely free. You can sign up for our upcoming, again, in a couple of weeks, virtual debit cards for kids and teens. Start your kids, you know, give them some allowance and let them manage it. There's no better way to learn.
All right. Good stuff, Benny. Appreciate the information. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.